Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, October the 13th. It's National Train Your Brain Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's Mensa Department, where you can get a score of 175 on an IQ test with just three simple questions. What's your credit card number? What's your social insurance number? And what is a scan of your birth certificate? As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, I think it's a wonderful Wednesday. No windows in this office. However, we're looking at 18 degrees, working our way up to a high of 21 degrees. Apparently, it's going to be mostly cloudy today, and get out those umbrellas. Looks like there's going to be more rain on its way tomorrow and into the weekend. Hopefully a sunny Sunday down the road. And today's random shout-out is to the brain, which is the most important organ in your body, according to the brain.
Wait, you have an office? Wow, look at that great outdoors. Well, National Train Your Brain Day challenges us to do some puzzling games and riddles. You know, whether you play solo or go up against teams, the day improves our thinking powder, and power. yes, eat some brain.
Be careful with that thinking powder.
Exercising the brain is important, but rest is important too. I mean, right now my brain feels like a web browser. I've got 21 tabs open, 5 of them have crashed, and I can't figure out where the music is coming from. Some days I think my brain's like a government computer. Slow, but has lots of information it definitely shouldn't have. As we know, learning something new is practice that benefits the brain. When we learn a new skill, we focus and tap into our problem-solving abilities. And if we're doing the same thing every day, we're probably not solving too many problems and the brain gets bored. Ah, the human brain. Really makes you think, doesn't it? It's time for Tamik, what are we listening to today? I think the choice today is easy as 1, 2, 3. Simple as do, re, mi.
Oh, I do like that song. But no, that's not it. It's funny you should mention the importance of rest, you know, in ensuring that your brain rejuvenates itself. You're able to make connections, all that good stuff. And I thought Avicii's Wake Me Up was a really good... I really like this song. Yes. It's, number one, it has a great beat. But as it says, the chorus says, so wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and when I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. And it's like, sometimes you just gotta take a break, take a nap, and just wake up. And you'll make the connections. I mean, I know it's scientifically proven, but a lot of times they said, you know, you go to bed and you'll study and you'll try to get the answer to a question. You can't get the answer to the question. You can't understand something. And then you wake up, you might dream about it also. And then you wake up and then suddenly it's like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah. It happens to me when I'm playing Candy Crush or any other one of those games you play right before bed. Can't pass that level. You know, let me not lie. I don't play Candy Crush anymore. But the other games that I play, and then in the morning you come, you go back to that same level and you pass it. So there is truth to that. So listen to Avicii's Wake Me Up today. Just take your time. It's a dreary-ish day, you know? It's going to be a dreary-ish month. It's very gray, so it might be a good day if you're working from home. Hint, hint. Take a little 5-minute nap, you know? Nobody's going to know.
Yeah. Don't have to tell me twice.
It's actually a 13-minute nap. Or
you don't have to do it from home. You can do it at work.
Anywhere, anytime. Anywhere, anytime.
That's right. Just pull over if you're driving. That's all I'm doing.
All right, let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, I got to say, yesterday's tip was gold. I've got the Honey app and saved a bundle. What do you have for us today?
You know what? I thought I would go through some ways to keep your mind sharp, right? At any age. So if you want to keep your brain sharp and healthy, check out these tips. The first one is make sure that you're exercising. Exercising is great for a healthy mind. Even just going out and taking some walk, doing yoga or tai chi, or even getting in some aerobic exercise. The second one is you want to read for intellectual stimulation. So, did you know that reading regularly late in life can reduce your brain decline by 32%? So make sure that you're reading and keep on reading. Eat healthy to stimulate your brain. Make sure you're getting in some good food, guys. Not too much junk food. Another one is get plenty of sleep. And you guys have harped on that since morning. Make sure you're getting enough rest. And that will also help you, your brain, to stay sharp. One that you can do is get out and play some games. Make sure you're not playing Word with Friends, though. But you can check out Sudoku, chess, Scrabble, or any other trivia game. And if you're into like apps, you can check out Lumosity and Elevate. Those are two good apps that you can use as well. Another one is listen to music or play an instrument. I know most of the guys here play an instrument except Venturo. So probably I need to go learn how to play the guitar.
Venturo, we have a French horn here as well if you'd like.
Learning another language is also an awesome way to improve your brain power, right? So if you can learn French, or anybody here speak French apart from Mark? Anybody? Yeah, Katie? So learn French or Spanish or any other language. And one thing that I'm definitely going to recommend, and I always saw my grandparents doing this, was they found a hobby and they stuck to it. My grandmother used to knit. I don't know if you guys know people that knit, and that's a great way to keep your mind sharp. So knitting or gardening or cooking or even photography, anything like that. And the last one is you want to write frequently. All right. I have a good friend in this panel that is a poet that I haven't heard anything from recently. So probably she'll share one of her poems with us. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
All right. There's so much there. Naps, reading, language, poetry, music. Wow. All of our favorite things. So, yes, we're on for a poem from Tamik soon. And language. Let's put a plug in for Duolingo, where you can learn important phrases like the spider likes the milk. Not kidding. That's one of the phrases they tried to teach me in Swedish. Oh, boy.
That's very helpful.
Well, in Sweden, for sure. Welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where our own Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, will work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how are you doing today?
Wait, you can see me? I thought I was invisible. Can you all see me?
I don't know how to say that in Swedish.
Superhero Matt Schulman. Well, today you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And remember, a bonus dollar is earned each time you get Venturo to laugh out loud. In my hand, I have a list of questions about the brain, brought to you by the Bermuda Triangle, another place where things go in and are never found again. Question number one, true or false? Humans only use 10% of our brain. Matt Schulman.
True. When I bang my head against the wall in frustration, I use the same part of my forehead every time.
Maybe once.
Oh, bang your head. You know, mental health will drive you mad. $3 contribution. Vice Principal Botnick.
I would say true as well, but only 5% of humans are using 10% brain power. And regrettably and seemingly increasingly, the rest are using way, way less.
Oh, that's a solemn $3, sir. But where does that other penny go? I still want to know that from yesterday.
That's yesterday's profit.
Oh, goodness. Question number two. What causes headaches inside your brain? Vice Principal Botnick.
Actually, this is a trick question. Headaches don't really exist. They're all in your mind.
Wow, you just blew mine, sir, for $5. Wow.
Dang it.
Matt Schulman.
I mean, I don't know, but come to think of it, that wall I mentioned in the first question might be a part of it.
Going back to the wall for another $3. Good reuse of an answer, sir. Well done. That's very creative. That doesn't often happen here on the Wise
Guys.
Gotta
pay attention here. You gotta pay attention.
And we can.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
Yes, indeed. Question 3. What do cholesterol, water, and fat have to do with your brain? Matt Shulman.
Cholesterol increases mental performance. Water improves your memory. And fat is the reason you should never stick your head through stair railings.
Did you run out of wall space?
And you got a bonus too because Ventura's still going. Vice Principal Botnick.
I would say that they're all ingredients in the best brain snack ever, smart food.
Ooh.
And I don't think it helps, actually.
Oh, gosh. You guys ever had brains? I mean, I know that didn't sound right. Have you ever had the delicacy of brains? That doesn't sound right either.
Are you talking tripe?
Oh, goodness gracious. Smart food. You know what? They're about $5 a bag. So that's what we'll get for our contribution today. And we are at $5, $10, $15, $18, $20. $24 to share at the Zeller's restaurant for some great brain candy. So that's pretty awesome. Well done, everybody. Wednesday means it's time for Wednesday's word.
Food for thought. When we think of the brain, it's all about nutrition. So today's word is indeed word salad. And you ask, what is that? That's a random series of jumbled phrases and words mixed together. Very reminiscent of the opening monologue of JD. And yeah, speaking of salads, I was at the salad bar the other day, and I spotted a priest speaking to a nun.
Uh-oh.
He said, let us pray.
Thank you for, as you were going downhill, not putting the pedal to the metal, sir. A bowl of goodies for sure. Well, that is it for us, everyone. We've got $2 of carryover for next week's quiz for Venturo. And thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.